brother. What's that?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844. Jimmy K, I'm getting, I'm hearing myself again. Welcome back.
That should be done there.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep hearing myself as I speak, so something is going on. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. There it is. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I got a lot to talk about today. I want to begin with, you know, Tiger Woods was in an accident today. And I don't know what the hell is going on. But he had an accident. He was injured in the accident, I think. He had some damage done to his legs. But you would think that the world came to an end. I'm watching, you know, what is going on news outlets. And they're all talking and showing Tiger Woods and what happened to Tiger Woods as if there isn't any other news going on today. And listen, man, I know about automobile accidents. I was in a serious automobile accident with my family. And so I know that, you know, there are miracles. But for all of the attention and news coverage about Tiger Woods being in an automobile accident, and I get it, Tiger Woods is a rich athlete. But for heaven's sakes, with all the other serious things that are going on in the society, this is what's wrong with the media. One of the major issues I have with the media, cannot find anything more important to talk about. I'm not saying you don't mention that Tiger Woods was in an automobile accident, but to spend an entire hour focusing on Tiger Woods and his accident. Is he going to be able to come back and play golf? Well, man, what are you talking about? You know, half a million people, are dead from the coronavirus. I got some stuff we're going to talk about that nobody's talking about. And to me, clearly more important in our lives than Tiger Woods having an automobile accident. Am I wrong? Somebody needs to let me know if I'm barking up the wrong tree. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. But in the meantime, as I await, you know, your calls, I want to start with Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, you remember the young man, the 18-year-old young man, a 17-year-old at the time, who in Kenosha brought a gun to protect a rifle to protect property of a car dealer that did not even ask him to do that, and shot three people, killing two, and who has been able to be free. He's a murderer, to be free on $2 million bail that was raised by people who did not even know him and yet felt sorry for him for killing two innocent people and maiming a third. And yet, you know, there are people who have put up websites for this murderer. And I will say to you, however you come down on this, whatever side of the equation you come down on this, help me understand how you can support a guy who murdered two people. And yet you look on the internet and they've got him, look at him, he's in beast mode. He's lifting weights and he's building himself up. And boy, look at him, he's preparing himself for college. Too late. You know, but you killed two people, man. What is it about people who come down on the wrong side of things that make no sense? Those two young men whose lives are gone forever and their families, how do you think they feel? Well, he was fighting, Rittenhouse was fighting for his life, and he was, what are you talking about? Those people came after him because he had already shot and maimed a person. That's why they were coming after him, where he was fearing for his life. Well, yeah, he shot and maimed a guy. And so people were coming to make sure that he didn't maim anybody else, and they were following him so they can point that out. He was trying to get away. Why is he a hero in the minds of some? I have no idea. Let's go to
David in Madison.
David from Madison. Hey, David, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead.
Hey, like you're talking about, I guess Tiger Woods had a car accident. I didn't know that. I just heard it. Oh, my God. What about the other 10,000 people that crash their cars around the globe today?
Yeah, well, you know, but clearly they're not, I mean, Tiger really. Woods, and they don't have, you know, they're half not. $1 billion. And
you know what
we,
I mean?
But what we say in this society is his life has more value than the average Joe.
Right. Exactly.
I know. Why? And that's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess this comes down to supply and demand.
So David,
make a pile of money off of the guy.
Yeah, so David, that is just, you know, that's part of the reality of the world, that we place value on other human beings more than we do on the average person. And
exactly.
And you know, and that doesn't make any sense, since we're all born and we're all gonna die, whether we have money or not. It's foolhardy.
Yep.
To look at somebody and raise them up to a level that is higher than other human beings. That is foolhardy. But we do that kind of thing.
I feel as though, like, one of my favorite holidays is Labor Day. Because I figure it's the little peons like me and maybe even you that make this world go round, man.
No question whatsoever, my friend. Let me ask you. What's your take on Kyle Rittenhouse? Are you familiar with the story?
Who? Come on, let's be serious. I mean, everybody in the planet saw it.
I know. So, but why has he been uplifted? And people are continuing to give money to support him. Any other murderer would not get that. So what is it about him that makes him special?
Well, he's not special, okay? He's just another bigot.
Obviously. Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Who do we have up next, Jimmy K?
Let's go to L.A. Tom.
L.A. Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? So Tiger Woods was in an automobile accident. Are you sitting or standing? I just wanted to find out before you collapsed.
I'm sitting in my car. I'm okay.
Okay.
We the people are the government, and we must never forget that. So when Republicans say government is bad. They're talking about all you people out there, including you conservatives, because we the people are the government. Also, Republicans are bad for business.
Am I off base?
You're not off base at all. In fact, this country, I don't know if it's a human condition or what, but we have this tendency to tear people down. And then once we tear them up, we want to bring them back up. Redemption stories. Then we want to tear them back down again. I mean, you know, if you want to go again biblical, just go, you know, one day everyone loved Jesus on Palm Sunday, and then on Easter Saturday, whatever it was, Good Friday, they all wanted to kill him. So there's something about the human condition that is drawn to these redemption stories. And, you know, before you know it, Kyle Rittenhouse, the loser he is, you know, who knows? He'll have a reality show probably soon.
I know, but Tom, why is he a hero? Why is he a hero?
Not a hero in my book. I mean, he's nothing in my book. They want to make Tiger Woods into like the next Kobe Bryant. I swear to God, these people in the media are almost praying that either he gets paralyzed or he ends up dead or something, so they can have another story for a few.
So
week.
Tom. Look, I got some stories that we're going to talk about that should be in the news media today and always. If I can find them, then why can't the news media? Oh, well, it's controlled. And so they don't want to talk about the things that impact and affect all of us. They want to talk about the things that, you know, impact and affect a selected few. But I wish I had more time with you, my friend. We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can, you know, talk about any of those two subjects when we come back from break. But I got one really big topic that I really want to bounce off of people, especially people who live in rural Wisconsin and rural areas across this nation who vote for Trump and who are angry about what has happened to them. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us. Jimmy K, we got that double. All right, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You can talk about either subject. The first one was about Tiger Woods and all the attention that he's getting. The second one is Kyle Rittenhouse and all the attention he's getting. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jimmy K, who do we have on?
Oh, let's go to PT in Milwaukee.
Hey, PT, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. Am I whistling past the cemetery with my conversation?
No. The Tiger Woods thing, it's all about clickbait. It's about, you know, they hear something like that, and there's a lot of golfers in the world. They just want those golfers and people into this click on their site so they can say, look at all the people that clicked on our site, and look at, you know, they're saying that they're just trying to sell to advertisers, right? It's not necessarily a judgment on the value of the news. It's just about clickbait. It's just about profit, you know, and that's what these news organizations are about. That's all it is. And regarding Rittenhouse, you know, that's white privilege. You know, the way that judge is treating him.
Yeah, yeah, but he killed other white men.
Well, I know that. You know, right. And you know, I think the judge he certainly has a Republican bent to him, it appears, you know. Yep. And he's letting him go anywhere he wants and do anything he wants. And you'd never see that with an African-American boy.
Well, and not only and not only an African-American person, this is almost anybody, man. He killed two people. And people raised $2 million. Mm-hmm. And there's even more money. Why did they select him? What is it so special about Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, that people are willing to do these kinds of things for him?
Well, you remember when Trump, attacked, the whole Republican Party attacked the rioters and the looters and so forth. When in fact, the BLM protesters were generally peaceful. It's just that you had these provocateurs that got in there and took advantage of it and started burning things down. And so, but they blamed the peaceful protesters. And, it created a meme like Scott Walker did. You know, he attacked public workers. He created this divide and conquer. It's sad. It's really sad the way our society is turned right now. Kyle Rittenhouse, he belongs in jail right now. He really does.
Hey, man, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Jimmy K, who we got up next?
Let's go to Mark in the sack.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Doing okay. Well, for one that, unlike one of our cruel posters on the Devil's site, that he, never calls in, but he says, "Oh, I'd buy a beer for Kyle Rittenhouse," and and I don't know if he's doing that just to, to bait people, but I mean, that's the attitude with some of these people, is that this guy is a folk hero now amongst them.
Yes,
and
he is.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I mean, the guy, he had no, that here's a 17-year-old who goes to that event looking for trouble. I mean, he was looking for trouble. That had a weapon in his hands that was not purchased by him, but purchased by somebody else, straw purchaser, purchased for him so he could haul that, so he could feel like a big man, to make up for some probably physical
shortcoming.
Shortcomings, yes. Thank you. And it's just sad. And for Tiger Woods, I mean, yes, I'm sad that he had his accident, but Tiger Woods is it shouldn't be taking the oxygen out of the, it shouldn't be big news. I mean, the fact that a man had a car accident and is, he's just one of many that the same thing has happened to, and it doesn't impact 99.999% of our lives that Tiger Woods had the accident.
But what's the matter with you, Mark? Don't you understand he's one of the greatest golfers in the history?
That's irrelevant. I mean, I used to tease my dad and he used to watch. My dad liked to golf when he was, with us, years ago when he could do it. And then he watched golf on television, and I think the only thing I used to tease him by saying that the only thing worse than watching golf on television is being forced to play the damn game. And I played golf, and I was, not horrible, but I mean, it just didn't move me the way other things did. I mean, but sports are, sports are fun to play, and it's fun to watch the games on Sunday when the
but they're not.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's things that are so much more important than that, like making sure our brothers and sisters have food in their bellies and they have health care when they need it. And
yeah,
we fight the global pandemic. I mean,
Mark, what does that have to do with the trillions of dollars that is made through sports? This is the kind of thing that our nation has to get beyond. Again, idolizing a murderer, he's young Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, what does it matter that he's young? In central cities across the nation, young men take guns and kill one another, and they are locked up for the remainder of their lives. They're not moving around. They're not moving around with impunity and idolized.
Their buddy's drinking.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous that the softball treatment that this guy's been given, and that after that incident when he was in the bar, that his ass should be in jail and not removed from jail. ever.
So now they they've got on the sites, well, he's preparing for college and he's doing this. Well, he should have been preparing for college before he shot three people and murdered two and maimed another one the rest of his life. Don't come with crocodile tears that he needs a shot at life. You know, there are other 17-year-olds who are doing the right thing and preparing for life afterwards, and they haven't murdered two people and maimed another.
Precisely. Precisely. I mean, that he's just a vicious little... I can't use the words I'd like to use, but I mean that and our
hey Dick, we got you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Hey Dick, I want you to call back on the next subject that I'm going to talk about. You know, after the break, because it's about rural people and what they should be angry about. All right, we got to go to a break. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, man, I was, and I said this, Jimmy K, right after the presidential election and Trump was gone, I said, man, I'm so glad that, you know, hopefully a lot of that political stuff is behind us. So we can move on and deal with everyday issues that impact and affect people. And here's one. President Biden, who controls our food system, it's what President Biden said. Who controls our food system matters. And so what President Biden is talking about is the fact that these major corporations, conglomerates, that have taken over the farmland and the farms and put farmers out of business all over this nation, especially in the rural areas of Wisconsin and other places. And many of those farmers are angry that they've been put out of business as the corporate farmers have moved in and the farmer has lost their history of what generations before them that were able to make a living farming. It was a laudable type of career and respectful in this nation for a long time. And all of a sudden it was brought to his knees. And that was done, you know, not by immigrants. That was done by multinational corporations who have been supported by politricksters who make it possible for those people to have these major farms, huge farms that we know produce meat that is not good for us, produce vegetables that are not good for us, all under the guise of making these major profits. And it is frustrating to me when I hear many rural people who have been in that way of life somehow support Republicans and Donald Trump, who are the biggest impediments to their lives and their histories and what they've been able to do, and also the biggest perpetrators of genocide with the poisoning of the food, the air, and the water. That is exactly who is at the heart of why many of these rural farms and the people who have spent their entire generations are losing out on that way of life, because somebody has made it clear that they're not big enough and they don't count, because big money is more important than the people who have these farms. And before I go any further, let's bring our good friend Dick from Madison on. Dick, how you doing, man?
Good. Earl, let me ask you this. As a black man, this situation let me see if I can put this all together with Tiger Woods' accident and the way the media is handling it and everything. And it's a horrible thing. He has his frailties like anyone. And some people are pointing that out now and trying to be, but I guess here's where I look at him. He's almost like the Hank Aaron of golfers. You know, leave this guy alone.
And, so let me say this, Dick, for a second. I'm watching NBC, ABC's nightly news. They're 10 minutes into the broadcast, and they're still talking about Tiger Woods after having shown before they even came on all these other impactful situations that are impacting people across this nation and across the earth.
Exactly.
They have a 30 minute. Yeah, so they
we
have a 30 minute broadcast.
Yes.
They have a 30 minute broadcast, and they've already spent better part of 10 minutes dealing with Tiger Woods. And so here's what I'm saying to you. I'm talking about this article about what has happened to rural families across this nation who's lost their farms because of conglomerates that have been allowed to become conglomerates by our elected officials who take money and lobby and in order to shut down the American people and their way of life. I don't hear them talking about that.
No.
And this is just to people who live in these rural areas. And I wanted to get to this topic in this story because I want them to clearly understand who is at the root of why they've lost their farms and their way of life. And you can't support the people who are behind taking away your way of life. But yet I hear about too many rural places where they support the Republicans. Well, those are the people who have taken away your way of life.
Well, and they're also the people that voted in the last clown. A lot of
yes.
I'm not saying all of them. And you talk about voting against your own best interests. Oh my goodness. How could it be more evident than that? I mean,
Hey, Dick, thank you very much. I wish I had more time. But let me move a little bit further into the story. This is a story in today's The Nation, and it's by Bunny Haugen, Darren Bentlich, and Barb Kalbach. All three of us have seen our small Midwest towns get smaller. The farms become fewer as Big Ag gets bigger. We need an administration committed to concentrating the stranglehold counteracting the stranglehold that a handful of multinational corporations have on each step of our food system. recent supply chain disruptions in the industrial meat industry offer a vivid example of how centralized corporate control has made our food system less resilient. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the largest corporate meat packers have exposed workers to unsafe conditions at processing facilities while exporting record amounts of meat outside the United States. Lobbyists for big meat companies have successfully weakened enforcement of worker safety, antitrust and competition rules, and environmental and food safety protections. In this unprecedented crisis, the multinational meat companies acted like they always do, increasing profits while independent family farm livestock producers are paid less. Workers are put at risk and consumers pay more. Now, I'm going to take a pause there because we know why the mom and pop farmer has been put out of business. You drive through any rural area in this country and you see the mom and pop farmer who's hanging on for their dear lives and working hard every day as the second and third and fourth generations of those families try to hold on to what those families really were. And that's been taken away. And while you're watching those smaller farms, you see the conglomerate farms. And you see them. Jimmy K, am I off base on this?
No, I don't think you are. In fact, I was just looking at some stuff. Just a simple Google search here. I mean, I guess 97% of the farms in America are family farms. But the corporations...
But that number is shrinking.
It is. It is. And it's due to, you know, from what I'm seeing here, obviously, the younger generation not wanting to do that type of work. That has something to do with it. But also some of the disastrous trade deals that have been made, like NAFTA and others in the past.
Well, clearly, they have been forced... And the competition, you trying to sell your cattle and your hogs and whatever it is and your produce at a rate that you can't compete with a conglomerate.
Right. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. We actually had a milk war with
Canada. You just took the words out of my mouth. The people had to pour the milk out because how can they compete with the conglomerate? You look at a conglomerate like Kohl's, which owns the Pick and Saves across the nation, and so they own the farms that produce the milk that they can sell at a cut rate price that they've used hormones that impact and affect human beings in negative ways. And yet, that's okay. We don't complain about that, even though we know the damage. Other nations refuse to accept that milk from our country because they don't believe and accept the hormones. Yet, in this country, the other nations won't accept that, but the American people do. And with all the damage that it does to us because we don't talk about it, right? It's something that we don't want to talk about. The news media won't talk about it because they don't want to alarm the people. Well, there's a reason why the people are ill and obese and all of those things. And it all comes from conglomerates and the politricksters who have made it possible for them to do what they do. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. I'm talking about, you know, the corporate takeover farming in this nation, and why I don't understand how people who farm for a living in rural areas support the very people who have been cutting off their ability to continue what they love so much. And so before we go to the phone lines, let me go back to this again. This is in the nation. Did you know that multinational corporations receive pandemic relief funds? And somebody should explain to me why we should be giving pandemic relief funds to multinational corporations who are doing their best to end the struggling of mom and pop farms who are more concerned about producing quality and safe products for the American people, as opposed to multinational corporations who will do whatever it takes, you know, to grow and the vegetation, the vegetables and the meat by hormones and spraying, you know, cancer-causing chemicals on, you know, the food supply. And yet we turn around our government and they do major damage to the infrastructure of this society in poisoning the water, you know. Let's go back to the phone lines, Jimmy K. Who do we have on the line?
Let's go to Joe in Stevens Point here.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? Am I causing trouble again?
You are stirring the pot, man, in vicious ways. Hey, you know, it just kind of reminded me of something. My buddy was running for office, but one of his talking points was, you know, it's really pushing for the legalization of marijuana. But it was to get farmers back to work because, you know, this year, his research yielded 40% of farmers got their income from government. And,
yes.
You know, it's just, yeah. And I mean, and then, you know, I know there's an underfunding aspect to that as well. But then going into what you're kind of talking about too is like, you know, I remember watching a documentary on the chicken farmers who were supplying like Tyson Foods and Walmart and that stuff. But man, they have to sign some wicked non-disclosures, man. And like, you know, you can't talk to fellow farmers about, you know, price payouts. But not only that, it's you buy the seed from their company's store.
Yes.
You buy, you know, the equipment that goes and the sizing and everything right down to the dotted eyeball. It's really sad to see. And so, you know, but
you've been to the store and you see if you want a free range chicken, what you have to pay for it, right? The prices are so high. Well, free range chickens aren't being done for the most part at the corporate farms. Those free range chickens are mom and pop. And those are the ones that are good for you, right?
Yeah. You know, the other thing that they're doing too, and this is so scandalous, man. And it's the redefining the word naturally fed, free range, you know, within a cage. I mean, they do some really nefarious rewording and redefining what words mean. So, you know, that's going on. Hey, I mean, the chicken that if you're getting the good deal chicken, if you're buying from, you know, these suppliers that we talked about, they are dunked in ammonia. I don't know if you ever heard that one.
I haven't heard it, but it doesn't surprise me one iota. Because there aren't many regulations, Joe, because elected politricksters get paid by lobbyists to make it easy for these people to make more money. I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Who we have up next?
Actually, Earl, before we give you L.A. Tom, let me just throw something in your ear here, okay? If I may. Wisconsin. Yeah. So Wisconsin, which has long touted itself as America's Dairyland, has lost 551 dairy farms in 2019, 638 in 2018, and 465 farms in 2017. That is according to MarketWatch. According to the Milwaukee Journal Online, in the first half of 2019, 449 dairy farms were lost in Wisconsin, nearly 25% more than that during that same time in the first 6 months of 2018, where we were losing about two farms a day here in Wisconsin alone. And, of course, these facts or the cause of this is being blamed on the collapsed milk prices and the runaway production with the trade wars and all that. I just wanted to throw that out there because I thought it was important.
All right, good information, man. Thank you very much. And Tom.
Yep.
You're from a small rural town, man. Feed us. Tell us what it's like.
First of all, we the people are the government. We must never forget that. Earl, what I would say is I'm from a town of 2,000 people, and what's happened is these CAFOs have come in, which are these corporate farms. And first off, if you're a person that is more conservative leaning and you want local control of things, then you don't want a CAFO, because a CAFO basically is corporate farming, and they're taking away all local control. So I don't understand that completely, why it is that people allow for these big corporations to take over, this area. I do think that because of the fact that the farmer maybe isn't making as much money as he used to as a mom and pop farmer, or because of the fact that the farmer himself just doesn't want to do the job, like they had said before, that the corporate people come in and say, hey, we'll buy this farm for this much less money, or, you know, for this much money. And unfortunately, these farmers are selling out, and they're going and having their retirement or whatever it might be, even after they've had three and four and five generations of farms. The corporate farming is what's destroying money, and politics is what has destroyed this nation. And it will continue to until we get money completely out of politics and restore We the People government back to We the People.
Tom, I can't disagree with anything you had to say, my friend. Thank you very much for the call. Jimmy K, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I mean, I just one more thing. I mean, who's working at these corporate farms? Who are the employees?
Well,
and how much are they making?
Immigrants.
Right.
They're immigrants.
Right.
And they're being paid $3-4 an hour, and to maximize profits. You know, there's so much more that I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to talk about this a little more on tomorrow, because people have to understand who their enemies really are. And they're these major corporations and the politricksters who work hand in hand with them to make these laws happen. Do you know, Jimmy K, this could have never happened without the blessings of politicians. They allow it. They make the rules and the laws that allow these corporations to come in and do what they do. Never forget that. But I want, especially those people who live in rural areas that have been so impacted, to know who the real enemy is. And that's those folk who make that happen.
I sure would like to hear from our listeners on WTTN 1580 AM on this topic, too.
We're going to talk about this again tomorrow. We're going to talk about this again tomorrow. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines. Oh, I got to go. Up next is
Mr. Robinson's
Mr.
Neighborhood.
Mr. Robinson from Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. Thank everybody who made the show go. We got to go. See you later. All right.